learning some basic fundamentals can make it easier to learn and use any piece of technology you might encounter. Computing for the Everyman, today in Technology IQ. This is Technology IQ. For more information, visit welchwrite.com/tech IQ. That's welchwrite.com/tech IQ. Computing for the Everyman, Part 1. Whenever I'm talking to the average non-geeky computer user, I often hear complaints about how complex, how confusing, and how aggravating computers can be. Along with that, people are scared. Scared of losing their data, scared of damaging their computer, and scared of pulling their hair out. It doesn't have to be this way, nor should it be. One of the first things I try to do with anyone I work with is to put them at ease. I assure them that, short of attacking their computer with a baseball bat, which I have known a writer to do after one too many crashes, there is little they can do to hurt their computer. I encourage them to play with their computer, trying out its functions on small, non-critical projects, like a letter to a friend or typing up some notes. All this is meant to encourage them to familiarize themselves with the computer in a non-threatening environment. Just like becoming familiar with a new car or a new toaster, comfort is one of the most important aspects of starting to use your computer. Next, I'll ask each client or attendee to my internet seminars at the local library to make a list of what they want to do with their computer. These lists should be in the form of tasks they want to accomplish with the computer, instead of vague references to printing, using the software, managing their files, etc. Rather, I want to see items like instant message with my grandchildren, print envelopes from my printer, research my family genealogy, make free phone calls over the internet. Once we have this list, I can really begin to teach these people something useful. First, we attack one of the tasks from the list, say writing a letter. Then I show them how to open a program, add their text to the document, and how to save it. Throughout the lesson, I'm constantly throwing in the fundamentals of each step. For example, to start a program, I'll have them click on their start menu for Windows users, then click All Programs, then the program itself. Then, I quickly explain to them all programs in their computer can be opened in this same fashion. If they're looking for a specific program, they can follow these steps and can look through the menu until they find it. I might go even deeper in explaining how menus work the same in every program, regardless of its purpose. I might show them the edit menu and explain how undo, cut, copy, paste will always be found in this menu, regardless of the program they're using, or even the computer. In this way, by the time we're done with our lesson, individuals have learned not only a specific step-by-step operation, but also much of the underlying fundamentals that make it easier to use any program on their computer. Even despite the Windows versus Mac battles of the past, these operating systems are more alike than ever before. The fact is, learning these fundamentals that apply to any computer or technology allows you to address almost any technology questions you might have. Much like elementary and high schools are focusing on learning how to learn, as well as absorbing raw facts, technology users need to be learning the underlying principles of all technology, so that even when they encounter an unknown device or computer, they can still begin using it almost immediately. I've had much the same experience when I'm visiting my wife's relatives and I'm forced to speak Italian 99% of my day. For the first few days, it's very tiring, but around the third day, there's a change, a click that occurs, and I find myself thinking in Italian instead of trying to translate everything to and from English. The same click occurs with technology, and much more quickly than you might think. This is my goal in this ongoing series of posts on Technology IQ. I want to help you get to the click that allows you to understand any technology as if it were your native tongue. I can guarantee you, when it occurs, your friends and family will be amazed and wonder aloud how you became such a technology expert. This has been Technology IQ with Douglas E. Welch. Welchwrite.com/tech IQ. welchwrite.com/tech IQ. I'd love to hear your questions and comments. Please email them to techiq@welchwrite.com. Or call our reader-listener phone line at 206-338-5832. Again, that's 206-338-5832. I look forward to hearing from you. Experience podcasting with a Southern California style. Check out the LA Podcasters. Entertainment, news, technology, and more. LAPodcasters.com.